Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, thanks for joining us for another episode of Talk Daytime tonight. So tonight we've got another soap news and gossip show because a lot has been happening recently since we've had our last one. And we've enlisted Jen Bishop from TV Source Magazine to help us out and give us a third perspective on this stuff. So we have tons to talk about, so let's get started right now. I have Kathy and I have Jen on the line. So hey guys.
Hey Emily.
Hey,
Kathy.
How are you doing?
There you are. we're good, yeah. How are you?
It's been a long day. I'm glad to talk to the folks.
Yeah, for sure. Talk about fictional life instead of real life. Well, before we get started tonight with our gossip, we do want to acknowledge Peter Hansen, the actor behind Lee Baldwin on General Hospital, passed away this week. He was 95, so our thoughts and prayers go out to his family, and we just wanted to mention that quickly. So, okay. So, where do you guys want to start? Is there anything specific that you want to talk about right off the bat that you're just dying to talk about?
We got to talk about Jane Elliott. How heartbroken I am. I think sit some type of vigil for, like, I don't know, the next 2.5 years or something.
Yeah, I'm sad about it too, for sure.
You know, I think so far they're doing they've kind of just started her exit story, but so far it seems to be doing pretty good. They're focusing a lot on, the relationship between Tracy and her father, and they're going to focus on, you know, her relationship with Ned and her sons and stuff, and a lot of the family-type aspects. So I'm liking that. I'm really disappointed, though, that, I mean, if you watch all the gossip and new rumors are out there. Her exit was rumors started like about a year or so ago, maybe even longer. So it's kind of, I feel like they have like a lot of time to like plan for her exit.
Yeah.
And so I think that'll hopefully make for a good final story for her. But I'm also really disappointed that they didn't use that time to beef up the Quartermain family. Because with her gone, I'm wondering what's going to happen with them. They should have been, if I was in charge of it, you know, if I wrote GH, air quote, I would tried to secure Wally as on contract. I know they're sharing him with Days of Her Life right now, kind of. And maybe brought in some new distant relatives and, bring in some wards and bring back, like, Lila Ray in Brooklyn. But they didn't
really
do that.
Entrance Michael into that world, because I mean, you know, he's still bouncing in the whole Corinthus orbit, and I'm so over that. But I mean, if he's going to be the future of the Quartermain family, then you've got to get him entrenched in and make him a Quartermain with the Quartermain family. Otherwise, there are basically no lead potentials involved in that family at all, and you got to wonder if maybe they're okay with, and they've made peace with the fact that they're about to phase that family completely out. I'm not okay with that. The Quartermains have always been one of my favorite GH families, and I agree with you completely, Jen. They've got to do something to beef up that family. It's a shame they haven't been proactive with it. I'm curious to see what they're going to do now. I hope they do get Wally Kurth even there. But even then, you know, he's moving into the point where he's in the geriatric generation. You've got to get somebody with some youth vigor in there. And Dylan ain't going to be able to cut it by himself, you know?
No.
Well, I think they should bring back, like, Brooklyn. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I've been expecting that kind of any day. Like, I expect one of those characters, like Lila Ray or Brooklyn, to show up. Well, actually, I've been expecting Skye to show up for the longest, just because now they have the rights back to those characters. So I expect, like, any day to find out that she's coming back. Like, honestly, that's what I'm expecting. So it'll be interesting to see. And Jane Elliott, I wrote down, her last air date is May the 4th, so... Oh, haha, that's a pun. Go ahead, someone. I'm not saying it. I can't make myself. But anyway.
Maybe with you, I'll do it.
There you go. I can't make myself say it. It's so lame. I'm sorry. But, her last air date is May 4th. So we have, like, a month long. They said that it would be a really interesting, or the General Hospital Twitter themselves said that it would be a good story, and it will culminate on May the 4th. So I'm excited to see what they do. And I have, like, I've been into the fact that she is, like, first of all, she and Tracy and Laura have had a lot of scenes, and they've been on this story together, which I appreciate, because I just, you know what, they're, like, too old for the catfight thing. Like, that's so far in the past. It's nice to see them as friends because they're both super talented. So I'm enjoying that for sure.
You know, I really am, too, and I'm glad that they are kind of playing them more as they're not doing the catfights. I think the catfight thing's kind of something they need to phase out of soaps a little bit. I mean, it's humor. You know, sprinkle a little bit of hair pulling here and there or whatever, but I think soaps went really overboard with it, and all of a sudden, like, especially General Hospital, and all of a sudden, all the women just hated each other, and it's like...
It's such a stereotype.
Exactly.
I mean, I enjoy the occasional Bobby Lucy weave pulling catfight, like the nurse's ball last year, year before last,
that was awesome.
One of them ripped the other one's weave out. Like, of course, I enjoy that every once in a while, but it's so old. Like, these women are grown women, and it's such a stereotype, like, not just for soaps, but, like, for women, and it just, it's ridiculous. Like, I'm over it, too.
So, yeah, what how do we feel, I know how I personally feel, but how do we all feel about Tony Geary coming in to usher Jane Elliott off?
I feel like Tony Geary retired, and he should stay in across the pond, but whatever.
I don't know. I mean, I have mixed feelings.
Than the one he's got. If he's going to be on air, he's going to need a better weave.
Yeah, better weave. Oh, that's great.
Oh, that picture of him. Oh, wow. I can't
picture.
Imagine Frank letting him go on air looking like that.
No.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. And, you know, are we sure that he's coming back? Like, is it official or is it just speculation? Like,
It's just speculation, I think. I think there's something in the upcoming Soap Opera Digest that's out tomorrow about it.
Yeah.
But at this point, it's just speculation. We saw the photo, and we know he's been on set, but we don't really know to what extent.
Well, see, and my thing was, Kathy and I talked about this on the show a few weeks ago, is for him to go all that way just for, like, the goodbye party, which I understand, like, yeah, they're best friends and stuff, but I just think that's a long way to travel just for a party, so that's why I figured, and, you know, when he retired, he did say that if the story was right or if he was necessary, that he would be fine returning, but he looks like a mess in that picture, and I know that he doesn't really care, but, like, I surely, like, they're not going to put him on air looking like that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
No offense to him, but he'll never hear this. He doesn't get on the internet, so whatever. Go ahead, say what you want.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I have mixed feelings about whether he'll be part of her exit story or not. I mean, Luke is kind of a hit or miss character for me. There's been some stuff I've really liked from him and stuff like that. And then I wasn't from the whole Luke and Laura big wedding generation at all, so I don't really care about that. So my experience with him has been like, oh, he's that kind of weird guy that is always there killing diamonds and stuff. So, and with Tracy, that relationship, the way it ended and stuff like that, I mean, he kind of did her wrong. So there's kind of that aspect where you don't really want them to get together. But at the same time, you know, he was very important, kind of almost the love of Tracy's life, the way things were ended and stuff like that.
I am a Luke and Laura fan. I'm 19 for anybody who's listening and doesn't know. I'm not from the Luke and Laura thing either, but I am a Luke and Laura fan. I've, like, watched it now and stuff. And I was a fan, but at this point, like, Tracy and Laura, like, they're both so much more than, like, those relationships, and they've moved so far past that. And I feel like it's so far in the past that it just, like, I don't want to see him and her, like, hooking up, and I don't want to see, like, him coming to town and, like, messing with whatever's going on, like, because, you know, it'll mess with Tracy because she loves him but she hates him, and then, like, there's always the aspect of, like, well, Laura's here, like, how do they handle that, and I'm not into that anymore. Like, they're so far past that. Tracy is, like, so far developed past that relationship, and Laura too, like, with being in the relationship with Kevin and stuff, that, like, there's not, I don't see that there's, like, a place for that character anymore for me personally. Like, I have mixed feelings. It's always nice to see people come back, but, you know.
My dream scenario would be he shows up, Luke, and then, you know, Laura and Tracy look at each other and go, what were we thinking? And then Tracy leaves for a spa.
Yes.
I like that one.
Well, you know, and I love the story of when he was there last time, like, the story with him and Holly and Laura, like, that whole thing, I thought that was really, like, kind of comic relief with the three of them, like, in bed together, and, like, that whole thing was kind of funny to me, where she was like, you know, the reason that you can't sleep is because you're in bed with not one, but two exes, like, that was kind of amusing, but they're definitely all so far past that. Like, Laura Spencer, to me, is so far past him and that relationship, and that's coming from somebody who was a huge fan. I loved them, but, like, it has a time and place, and the same with him and Tracy. Like, Tracy is so far past that, and it would be a shame to see her, like, backslide on, like, the development that we've seen and, like, just run off with Luke into the sunset. Like, that would suck. I mean, I'd love to see
really
her back, but...
Yeah, I really liked, I know this is going to sound funny, but Lord Larry, not the recast they have now, but the, you know, the original one, the real one.
Yeah.
You know, I liked him. I think he was fun and amusing. I thought
I did
that
too.
Hugo Napier, is that how you say his name? But anyway,
yeah, I think so.
I thought he had good chemistry with Jane, and I thought that it would have been kind of fun to just have them kind of run away together to, like, Mexico and, like, you know, smoke bad pot and hang out in spas. And,
yeah, it was,
you know,
funny.
Live the life, you know, but I don't think
they're
going to
do
that.
Yeah, live it
up. Especially since, yeah.
They
well,
had
and
terrific
I like,
chemistry back in the late 80s, too. I mean, that was, you know, something, and they were constantly around each other, even he was married to another character at that point. But yeah, I mean, it was really, really good chemistry. They still have it. If they could unlock him for a little bit, but I don't know, the last go around they brought him in, that really just kind of hosed that character up. He was always a con man. He was never a malicious one, and they made him somebody that was just malicious and mean and cruel, and it just really was not him, if that makes sense.
Okay,
I
was going to ask if one of you guys can refresh my memory. What happened, okay, when Paul left town? Like, did he die or did he leave? Like, I can't even remember. Like, this last time.
Oh, he went to jail because he got arrested for all the serial killing in the hospital. So he's
in
prison
now. I forgot that.
Yeah, that
was
an awful story.
Well, I was wondering about that because Robert Palmer Watkins, okay, he's like five names, whatever, him, the guy that plays Dylan, he posted on a picture yesterday, and he was with the actor that played Paul, and I was just wondering if that was gonna, like, come into play as the story as well. So, interesting.
I really
I don't
like
know.
The
I
actor
just,
they had for Paul, but
I do, I do
character.
Too, yeah.
He really won the character.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that was another example, too, of somebody that they took that, you know, and wrote completely disregarding previous character. And, I mean, because, again, Paul was always, he got stuck in a loop of having to do something he didn't want to do, but it was because he was trying to protect people. He wasn't a loopy-loo or a psychopath by any sense. And, you know, but, I mean, and I understand you take some stuff and you take a little bit of it and you go and you move forward or whatever with it, but I don't know. I'm dismayed at how terrifically out of character in the history is being disregarded, which I probably could bring up at this point, the speculation that's going on. What do you guys think that's going on with this whole, are we seeing Alex and not Anna on screen? I know that's kind of out of left field, but.
Oh, yeah, I was just about to, that is so, okay, we are such on the same brainwave. I was about to bring up Anna Devane. I don't know. I don't know how I feel. Okay, first of all, I would never, like, want her to hook up with Valentine, but they have great chemistry and scenes together, and I, like, enjoy seeing her with him, but it is a very weird, like, thing that's happening, because I was watching, so I'm a few days behind. I don't know what episode I was watching earlier, but she was at, you know, Windermere, and she was talking to him, and that whole thing, and I was like, okay, first of all, this is super not, like, this is not Anna. So I'm wondering, like, if she's pretending to get information, like, so she can get information out of him, or if it actually is, like, Alex. I don't know, but it's very interesting, and I don't know. What do you think, Jen?
Well, I made a joke on Twitter, which I think would actually be kind of amusing if it was true, is that, you know how Dr. O wore that Anna mask a few years ago and pretended to be Anna?
Yeah.
I was like, that'd be funny if that's what was going on. But, because, you
they
know,
wore
she
that thing
Dr.
out. They wore
Bell.
The mask out.
Yeah, they did. They wore the mask out, but I was just like, you know what? She did ask Dr. O for help, so maybe that's what's going on.
Yeah.
But I don't think they'll go there because that was really a
yeah, I don't thing. Either. Well, and the first time with the mask, I was into, like, let me just dupe it the second and third time. But with it, when it was phase on the first time and they melted it off, like, I loved that. But
oh,
then it just
awesome.
Became a habit to put people in a mask. And I was like, okay, this is getting really stupid. Like, this mask company is, like, they're having a good time. But, no, I hope that's not it. You never know.
Yeah,
that
was well overplayed.
Was
but
so epically it was so epically camp that, I mean, it's just, it was beautiful. That was the moment when I saw that scene that I fully embraced Ron Carlebody. I watched that,
yes.
I laughed out loud and said, this is awesome, and I want GH to be like this every single day from now on. And
wait, when they had Faze
so,
on
I mean,
in the mask, is that what you're talking about?
I'm talking about when his mask got ripped off by fondue. Yes.
Yes, that was amazing. John McVane and Robert Scorpio, like, those were the days. That was a great, great thing. But, yeah.
But,
I don't know.
I'm wondering if that means that this, you know, this is kind of, they were kind of teasing a while back that now that the whole Prospect Park stuff is cleared up, they can play around with it. Because, you know, they bring Alex into the mix. That's dipping into All My Children history. And, you know,
which I would love.
Immediately, the first thing that springs to my brain is, again, you know, we mentioned this like a week or so ago, let's bring back, bring Vincent Irizarry in here and get some David Hayward up in there with Anna. And,
yeah,
you know, you want to talk about
absolutely.
All kinds of All My Children history. There's some good stuff to play on right there. And so maybe this is kind of dipping their toe into the water. Or maybe I'm just wanting GH to be interesting.
Yeah.
And this is
all
just.
No, I think it too.
You know, I think I would love it if they did something, like, really bizarre. You know, like, didn't David, and correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't he, like, do that, like, Project Orpheus or something where he's, like, bringing people back to life and stuff? Maybe they
yes,
could, like, do that and, like, bring a few Quartermains back to life, bring Georgie back to life, you know,
yeah.
Stuff like that. Some of those characters
yeah.
that Franz and Guza killed off because they're mean, you know. That would be cool. But, yeah, I think they should definitely bring him back for Anna. I'm not sure if I want this to be Alex because, I think that might be just kind of a little weird, but I don't know, maybe it would be cool. But I kind of want this to just be, yeah, I think it might be too much, but I think it would be cool if it's Anna. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just Anna, and she's just messing with people and, you know.
Yeah, and, like, seeing the scenes with her and Griffin and stuff, it appears to be Anna, and I think it would be so weird if it wasn't. But, like, I think that she's definitely, like, pretending to care about him to get information. So, I don't know. But I have no idea. I think that, first of all, I think the whole story is kind of weird. Like, they acted like they had this dark, twisted history, and it turns out, like, they just slept together, and it's like, well, why is that such a big deal? Like, he needs to chill out about it. So, I don't understand, like, at first it was, like, this seemingly, like, dark, twisted thing that was happening, and then, like, they kind of needed it, like, they didn't know what to say, like, their history was, so they just, like, oh, well, they slept together, like, who cares? Like, I think that's kind of, you can tell that was a write-it-as-you-go kind of thing.
Yeah. I kind of think there's a twist, though. Sorry,
go ahead.
Oh, I think there might be a twist, because, you know, they keep, and it's something a lot of fans I've seen have been talking about online is, you know, Valentine was supposed to be, like, this super evil, scary guy that even Helena Cassidy was afraid of. And, you know, we're definitely getting that he's not a well-behaved person. You know, he murdered Nicholas. He's doing a lot of kind of shady stuff and whatnot. But we're not really quite getting, like, you know, worse than Helena Cassidy from him. So I kind of feel like there's going to be a bit of a twist where, you know,
he's
always misunderstood and stuff, and we're kind of feeling safe with the character right now, and I kind of feel like at some point it's going to be like, oh, wait a minute. No, he's not misunderstood. He's really a horrible person.
Yeah.
And the stuff he's feeding Anna about caring about her is not true and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, because right now it just seems like he's a nice family man, and, like, that's super boring. He seems too nice.
Well,
I'm waiting for something dark to happen.
Yeah, well,
I think
he killed Claudette, so that's something else he did, too, so,
yeah.
Yeah.
I, th-
snuck
them in. I
think
part of the problem, too, is that they seem to be writing very reactionary. And when I say reactionary, I mean in response to the fans, which I'm never a big fan of.
Yeah.
If you're going to write your stuff, don't react to the fans and change it to the fans. But it seems like a lot of this history stuff seems to be they were barreling down one way, and then a bunch of people started giving them grief about it because it contradicts a lot of the very huge history of Anna
and
Robert.
And so they had to fix it.
And
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
You know, it's so I think that that's it hasn't done the story any favors either. They should be doubling down.
The story lost its momentum when they did the thing with like, well, because they made it seem like at first they made it seem like she remembered that like he raped her or whatever. Like that was what it was gonna seem like it was gonna be, and people were freaking out on Twitter thinking like, oh, they're gonna make Anna his kid or Robin his kid, which. If they ever did, I would be super pissed. I don't think that'll ever happen. And then people were like, wait a minute, but like this whole thing with Anna and Robert, like this doesn't line up with time and this doesn't make sense. And like she told Robert she was a virgin, like this whole thing. So I think that they had to change it because what they were doing, like with this period of time that they were trying to like make it, like because they were saying with the WSB and stuff. And I think that with the time frame they were trying to use and stuff, that people picked up on the fact that that contradicts history and they had to change it, but it just lost its momentum. Like at first it was really interesting because like we were thinking, hey, like, you know, he did something to her, or like he did something horrible to her. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, we just slept together once. Like they had to change it because they screwed up.
Yeah. Well, they kept doing that thing where, you know, they did this with the Nell story too, where, you know, the story's kind of started up and then you kind of just tread water a bit, which kind of makes you wonder, like, why is it standing still? Like, you know, we kind of start up where, like, hey, they knew each other and he was a hunchback and all that stuff like that and he was in love with her. And then it kept on, you know, they'd have scenes together where she'd be like, tell me what happened, he'd say no. And then another scene, tell me what happened, he'd say no. You know, and that went on for a while and you're just like, what's going on here?
Yeah, and then she had that flashback, which was super odd and, like, it made it, like, appear that she was remembering, like, he had raped her or something, and, like, she was suppressing that. And then, like, it comes out that, no, like, okay, first of all, I think it's kind of strange that she just forgot she slept with this guy. Like, okay. And so I don't know. I think it's really weird. Like, they tried, and then they realized that they had screwed up, and they hadn't, like, fact-checked their history or whatever, and then they realized they couldn't do it that way because it wouldn't make sense. So they're trying to fix it as much as possible and, like, still make it interesting. And that's not working. And they did that with Nell, too. You're absolutely right. Like, that whole thing with Nell. Yeah. At first, it was like, oh, is she Carly's daughter? Is she Carly's sister? And then all of a sudden, it's like she's doing this to, like, for revenge and, like, Frank Benson's name, which is so stupid to me. Like, I just thought it was really stupid. And now with Jack's back, it kind of makes more sense, but...
Yeah. With the Nell story, though, I do kind of... I have a little bit of scoop on that. A lot of people have the impression that she was supposed to be Carly's daughter, you know, and there was that relation and stuff. That was never the case. They always planned on pairing Nell and Michael together. That was from the get-go.
Yeah.
And so it was just really poorly planned because, I think big part of the problem is they didn't tell the actress, Chloe Lenore, what she was supposed to be playing for the longest time. You know, so she's probably looking at her and thinking, oh, I must be Carly's daughter and stuff like that to herself, but that wasn't the case because they were going to pair her with Michael. And so it's like they didn't always fans are thinking that Michael and Nell are related, so they're not investing in the couple. And now that they're not really, you know, now we know they really aren't related.
Yeah.
People are like,
that's what
I thought they were
brother
and sister, so I don't want to invest in this pairing that I thought all along were going to be related, you know. So, yeah, it just didn't be a mess. It was poorly planned.
Never mind the fact that they don't have any chemistry together whatsoever in the slightest.
You know, there are a few fans of them, but I see more people than not that are just like, they killed Sabrina off for this.
Yeah, they're very vanilla, and I liked Sabrina. I was one of the few that I really liked her, and I liked her and Michael, and I actually liked her when she was with Patrick. Like, I just liked her as a character, and Nell and Michael together are just very plain and very, like, okay, well, fine. Whatever.
I didn't like Disney Princess Sabrina in the slightest. In fact, I loathed that whole stereotype. I loathed everything they were doing with her. I loathed that character entirely. But I started warming up to her whenever she started getting around Carlos, and not because necessarily the pairing. The chemistry didn't hurt, but it was more because, okay, here's somebody that will align themselves with somebody who doesn't follow the law. And so I was like, all right, there's got to be more depth to her. They start showing that depth, and then they would yank her out of those stories and move her back into the vanilla side of things. But I would say she's 80,000 times more interesting than Nell. So
yeah, absolutely. I think
they're taking a very talented actress, and they're wasting her in a really, really pathetic storyline. But, of course, anything involving the current Bai clan is not going to be my cup of tea anyway.
Well, you know, they kind of did with Nell what they did. They kind of did to know what they did to Kiki for the longest time. You know how they had Kiki stuck in the pairing with Morgan, like, forever, and everybody hated that pairing. But, you know, they had to have that pairing because the Corinthos family, and people weren't liking Kiki. And, you know, poor Haley Aaron was getting a lot of, you know, flack from fans and stuff. And then they moved over to Dylan, and people really liked that. I kind of feel like that's
super talented.
Now
they wasted her.
Yeah, with Nell, I think they made the problem where they kind of used her as a replacement Kiki, almost, where, okay, here's the new young blonde for the Corinthos. Nobody really likes her in that environment. And I do kind of like that they've moved her into, like, the Cassadine Thermos story, you know, the I call Charlotte Thermos. Because I do think that could be interesting if she's, like, gets in between, like, you know, Valentine and Nina's drama and, like, with Lulu and stuff. I think that could actually make her interesting.
Well, she's super talented. I would love to see her do something interesting,
Well, here's the thing, and this is the mistake they keep making with all of these young couples. I mean, this is everybody entirely. You're going to keep getting this bland, blah, nothing interesting that nobody wants to watch as long as you keep throwing characters together as a pairing without any type of story that is interesting to surround it. I want to see who these people are in a story that goes on that has nothing to do with a romance, and then see a romance organically build around it. That's how you get good story. You don't get it by going, these people look pretty together. Let's slap them in a scene and have them kiss, and all of a sudden it's going to be an epic story. That's not how that works. And and it's just not working over and over, and they're using the same tired formula that's not working over and over. It's not doing, and I won't say it's not just GH, that Days is doing the same thing right
now. It's all
now.
Of them.
It's not doing
anybody.
Well,
on Days, there's like that one group of teenagers, and they all like date each other basically. Like, I'm so tired of that. Like, I don't like seeing that, and they're not much older than me. Most of them, like, Mel and like that group of characters. Like, it's so boring, and it's so stereotypical. Like, personally, okay, we only have a couple more minutes, so I'm going to say this really quick, and then we're going to have to wrap it up. But I would like to see one of these younger characters, like, because we saw the thing with Morgan and Ava, but, like, the flip side of that, like, that I think it would be interesting to, like, tangle up one of these younger, like, newer characters with, like, a character who's been on for a while who's, like, an older male character, not Sunny, because I don't like him that much. I kind of like him. Okay, I'm not going to lie, but, like, no. But, like, somebody younger, like, with one of those older, like, characters who's, like, deep-rooted in the show, like, that would be an interesting story. Like, we had it with Morgan and Ava, and so I would like to see it as, like, the flip side of that, personally, because I'm into that. I don't know why, but anyway, I mean, you know, whatever. So is there anything else you guys want to mention really quick? We have a couple more minutes before we have to shut up, or they're going to kick us off.
Jen, what have you got scoop-wise for us that you haven't told us already?
Let's see. Well, there, the whole Jake storyline, we're going to find out who the Scarecrow is pretty soon, and I think a lot of people probably guessed it already, and I'm kind of interested to see how that works out. Let me see what else I can think of. Is there anything you guys want scoop on?
Anything you can give me, it would be great.
I'm trying to think of, like, what people don't know about yet.
Generally, I was going to say, if anything about Jane, but I imagine they're probably keeping that under wraps.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's so under wraps. I, like, asked about
Tony
Yuri.
That's like Fort Knox
security
on that one.
Yeah, they're not telling anybody anything about that, so.
What about Anna Valentine, is there a scoop about that? Is there anything you can tell us about that?
They're keeping that under wraps also, but I think that with the Alex theory and stuff like that, I mean, there's obviously a reason why they didn't show us her getting her memory back. So there's going to be a twist there somehow. So
interesting. All right. Well, we appreciate you joining us today.
Go ahead, Kath. Right before we go, I was going to say I'm kind of curious, too. Any chance that we're going to, you know, Sunny's going to die a really, really horrific, tragic, terrible death that will make everybody cheer, and then Carly gets to actually have a life back?
No, of course not.
Just wishful thinking on my part, I suppose.
Yeah. He is going to cause some trouble for Jax, though, and I think we're going to see we're going to definitely see, like, the whole, like, Jackson-Sunny rivalry pick up again. So, I mean, like, Jax committed a crime,
I love Jax,
you know?
So much.
Yeah. Jax did commit a crime when he bought that kidney from Nell.
Yeah.
So, Sunny's going to use that against him, and it's going to be interesting to see how that turns out and Carly's reaction.
I did want to say really quick, I'm catching up because I was like 6 days behind, and I'm just now watching the one where Carly and Jack slept together and then Sunny finds out, and I paused earlier because I was by myself and I like wanted my mom to see it because it was like so good when they start getting into it, and he's like, so wait a minute, you leave me yesterday and then today you spread your legs for him, and I was like, oh my gosh, like this is getting good. So I paused it, and that's as far as I made it, but like I'm super excited to watch them go at it. I love when those two fight. I mean, just for being honest.
You know,
so.
And I'm excited to see how that plays out, too, because it is kind of a classic story, I think, for General Hospital. So
yeah.
I mean, there's a little bit of that danger of it being, you know, stuff we've already seen before, which you don't want just a reboot of an old story. But at the same time, I think it's, you know, it's got all those emotional beats and history to it and stuff. So I'm really interested to see how it plays out.
And yeah.
This is so much, I think this is, you know, the Nell story was awful. The real reveal was unexcusably bad, you know.
Yeah.
But I think the fallout we see now might be really, really good with, like, the romantic fallout we have now.
Yeah, and I'm a fan of Jax and Carly for sure. So I thought that was really good. I love that chivalrous, like, thing that we see come out in Jax when it comes to her, and when he said, like, you're going to apologize to her and then you're going to leave, or I'll kick your ass. Like, I love that side of him, and I like seeing that, so I'm into that. But I'm excited to see how it plays out, too. Like, that's just when this show starts to bore me to the point where I'm like, I'm not watching these. Like, I'll get, like, I like to save them on the DVR and watch a bunch. I'll get to the point where I have, like, five, and I'm like, this is boring, I don't want to watch it. And then, like, something interesting happens, and I have to keep watching. And that's what happened with me and, like, the Carly Sunny Jax thing. I was like, this is boring me. And then Jax showed up, and I was like, oh, guess we're hooked on for another 6 months. Like, I guess I'm stuck here.
Yeah.
It happens every time. But
when he's in recurring status, too, so I'm not sure how long he's going to be around, but I hope that they make some really good use of him this time, and that he sticks around to, like, actually, you know, have a full story play out and stuff. Because it seems like they've always gotten these drive-bys of him, and they don't always use him well. Like, at the beginning of the whole kidney story with Nell, they just had him kind of pop in for a day or something, and, like, they didn't play him with
Carly
at all.
Yeah, and he was kind of in the background.
Yeah. And it was really weird that
I think they have to be careful, though, because to be completely frank, Laura Wright only has insane chemistry with a couple of people, and I'm going to go ahead and say Marie Bernard is not one of them that she has romantic chemistry with. Ingo is,
not
very
at
much.
All.
I mean, Carly
yeah,
and
she has
Jack
insane chemistry with Ingo.
They spark and shimmer and everything else on screen, and so if my guess is they probably wanted to keep that in the background because they weren't ready to play that beat at that particular time, and they were going to have them around for that, but... you know,
and they can't
I mean, I'm all team Carly and Jax because that is a great pairing.
Yeah.
They look great together. They spark well together. They have great banter and chemistry, and I'm all about seeing some of that.
And their relationship has always been interesting to me. Like, yeah, the whole Carly Sunny, like, even when we're divorced, we're close thing. Like, that's fine, whatever. But her and Jack's relationship, even when they're not together, is really interesting, and like they still have that chemistry and it's still really good, and they play that, and I enjoy that. And I like when, okay, that whole thing, like, they make the big deal out of the fact, like, Carly never knocks when she goes to set, like, when they were apart. She never knocks. She just walks in, like, they're that close, and, like, they're friends and stuff. Like, that's fine, but it's better with Jack, for sure.
I think Maurice, Bernard, and Laura Wright have really good friend chemistry. So, like,
yeah, not romantic.
And so I kind of felt like, and I feel like this time around, they started off, Carly and Sunny, just so it was so jarring how they just was like, just were like, okay, you guys aren't friends anymore. You're madly in love with him. You have this, you know, unbreakable bond, blah, blah, blah.
Torrid affair, and like, yeah, it's
yeah,
really weird.
And it just, it came out of nowhere, and so they didn't even give it like the build up that it needed to be for us to see them falling back.
Yeah, she
turned
around
love.
On Franco with him, and then all of a sudden they're back together.
Well,
but,
so,
anyway,
especially in light of the fact that they were jarring her out of a pairing where she actually had pretty amazing chemistry.
With Roger, it was great.
It was one of those head scratchers, you know. Anyway, I'm glad that they're.
Well, they have
to
keep it interesting. Her and Franco got happy, so they had to like split that up and like move her, and they had to have her cheat on Sunny because apparently, they think that's the only way Carly can be interesting is if she's screwing around on her husband. So.
Let's be clear. I am completely happy with the way that fallout came out with that whole thing and flipping everything. Oh my God, that was like
that was an incredible
payoff. I was all in for that one. It's too bad that they ended up having to reverse it completely less than a year later. But that was a great payoff. It was a great build up. It was very jarring and head scratching as to why that would have occurred. But hey, I could see Carly doing stupid stuff because there you go. The fact that she stuck around and continued to do stupid stuff was the thing that was really head-scratching. Because that it was worth it for that payoff, I will say that.
Well, I have to stop us because, unfortunately, we are almost to the point of being forcibly removed from Blog Talk Radio because we are almost 8 minutes into the archive. So they will kick us off in a couple minutes. But, Jen, thank you so much for joining us today. You have to come back sometime because I know we're going to have plenty to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, after we see Jane's exit story, you come back and we'll discuss reactions. We'll have the whole show about reactions to Jane Elliott's exit. So.
Oh, yeah, let's plan on that because I'm really looking forward to seeing what they have planned. And it better be good.
We'll just end the show really quick, where can people find you on social media online, Jen?
On Twitter, I'm at SourceJen. That's Jen with two N's, and you can find my articles. I write spoilers and a General Hospital review each week, and that's at tvsource.com. And you can also follow the magazine site at tvsource.
And I am. You can find us at talk_daytime. I'm at EmilyC0915, and Kathy, you're at
so much whatever.
And you guys can let us know how you feel about these gossip shows. Let us know what you want us to talk about, or if there's any of you that would like to come on and chat with us. We're more than open to that. So thanks again, Jen, for joining us. And I'm just going to end the show here. So we'll talk to y'all next week. And
thanks for coming
out.
Bye.
Thank you for having me.